Blog Talk
Hello.
Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers that are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in the daily life, even on tough days like today. This is Heather Rowan Robbins. I'm speaking to you from St. Paul, Minnesota, and I'm joined by Mark. Mark, are you there? Hello? I thought Mark Wiltz was on the line. And maybe we'll come. Mark will come back. So we're talking about the day after the election and what a shock it has been to so much of our nervous system. Now, we've been following some really... Hello? Mark, are you there? Still can't get Mark on the line. I think it's a quirk of the situation, but we'll see if we can pull him in a minute. We have on the moon in Pisces today, conjunct Neptune is leaving us in emotional morass, wondering if we can find a way to deal with what's gone on, to feel like a victim even when we're not. And that's what I'm hearing from so many people, feeling like a victim, feeling overwhelmed by the news that Trump has won the electoral, if not the popular vote. And it is an interesting conundrum. How can we go through this? Now, Mark, I can't get you a call on here. It might be that you have to hang up and call back in and see if we can get you on the line. The aspects that, you know, we've looked at, many astrologers have looked at both of those charts and wondered which one was going to be president. And, you know, it's one of those places where you can't really tell if you have a strong opinion, that having strong feelings can really interfere with our intuition. But I looked at both of the charts, and they both said that they were going through sudden changes in their work and their home. And Trump's had aspects that worried me for the work. He had very strong Saturn aspects sitting on his chart. And that can either make you feel like, boy, do you have a lot of work to do. Oh, my God, you've got to grow up. What are you doing while of this? Or it can make you feel like, oh, your hopes have been thwarted and you don't have time for this. But as the year goes along, Trump will have Pluto with Saturn coming to conjunct his moon. Uranus is forming an exact trine to his moon now, which suggests, again, moving. And hello, Mark, are you there now?
Hello.
Hi, there you are.
Hi.
How are you surviving this time? This is Mark. Introduce yourself.
Hi, yes, calling in from New York City. Hello?
We've had some difficulties on the line.
Yes.
It's good to have you here.
Okay.
What a day, huh?
Yeah.
I was just looking at Donald Trump's chart, who has his moon at 21 degrees of Sagittarius and sun at 22 degrees of Gemini, born right before the full moon. And Uranus trining his moon suggests a move. And Saturn will be conjuncting his moon and opposing his sun just about the time he takes office. And I had seen that aspect and figured it could go one of two ways. One, he had a lot of work to do when he had to suddenly grow up. Or two, all of his plans were thwarted and delayed. And I was really hoping it was the second, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
So his progressive moon's just gone into Virgo. And he will be having to grow up in one way or the other and be surprised at how limited his life will feel to him with the aspects, with what he's about to take on. What are you seeing in the energy field around you? I was talking about the moon in Pisces today, really leaving people feeling broke and devastated.
Yeah, there's that, and I think we're also feeling there's been a lot of reporting about the super moon coming up.
Mm-hmm.
The full moon
mm-hmm.
will be with
us
on
Monday.
What do
you think about that? Mm-hmm.
It's big. It's a lot of energy because
mm-hmm.
the moon is
mm-hmm.
close to the Earth. It's one of the closest moons distance-wise, so it looks really big in our sky, and that's coming up on Monday, so be sure to have a good look. And
mm-hmm.
if you, even if you don't see it, if it's cloudy, you'll feel
mm-hmm.
it.
So, yep.
But
mm-hmm.
I think that
mm-hmm.
a lot of what people are feeling now is just that moon that we're coming to.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And,
I think
and a lot of changes
that
too.
Full moon.
It's really
mm-hmm.
Mercury, Venus, and Mars all change signs within a few days during this
mm-hmm.
week, and so that's a lot of changeability going on. Whenever that happens,
mm-hmm.
people feel it. There's a kind
mm-hmm.
of, you know, a lot of quick shifting we have to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And one of the, you know, I'm looking at the bigger picture of some of the aspects that we've been going through. We have that, the aspects that really pushed our world to grow and to expand and to change in a short period of time, when Uranus and Pluto squared between 2008 and 2015, particularly between 2012 and 2015. But we so often see that when planets stretch ourselves that far, that we snap back. And we don't snap back to exactly where we were before. I do think we keep those growth spurts. But
yes.
that we do snap back, and we do have to kind of go back over and do this work all over again.
Yeah, hopefully we're a little smarter the second time through.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully we can do it faster.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if we've learned anything, we will.
Mm-hmm. We will. It's hard. But I feel the that, you know, right after this moon in Pisces, which is going to leave people feeling highly emotional, the moon goes into Aries. And I'm expecting, you know, a very feisty backlash on Friday and Saturday with the moon, Thursday and Friday, when the moon goes into Aries. And I think it will be pretty intense. But I was looking at my granddaughters who were just devastated today and sobbing, and their friends were sobbing, that someone who is so awful to women had gotten into office. And that was really upsetting me. But I could see, you know, when I thought back, that attitude was perfectly normal when I was growing up. It wasn't something that my family supported, but it was very hard to protect yourself as a woman then, and it was expected that you would find little ways to deal with it or carry a hat pin and stab somebody with it if they misbehaved. But we went through it. We went through the consciousness-raising era. We learned to have lawsuits, and we learned to say no, and we learned to hold our boundaries really clearly. And I think that this is going to be an important part of what we have to do again, is to learn to hold our boundaries really clearly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, to strengthen that side of ourselves. It's, you know, after Saturn's in Sagittarius now, and it's going to go into Capricorn. And Saturn in Capricorn strengthens the patriarchy on one side, but it also helps all of us strengthen our boundaries and our backbone. What has been the feeling, that the feeling tone of the people you've dealt with today, Mark?
Well, I'm seeing people express a lot of dismay. That's mm-hmm. the word I would use, dismay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the work that I think we need to do, when we saw how, you know, someone reminded me that their family felt this bad when Obama got into office, and they were scared that their way of life would be demolished.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't. I think this is different. But it's we saw, you know, the vote is always so close in America. How can we reach across and reach those connections and help people feel less disempowered by each of the extremes? And it always comes back to, some of this is political, a lot of this is interpersonal. And that's something we can do in our personal life.
Yeah, that's very important to remember that, you know, there are all kinds of situations, and we go through them.
Mm-hmm.
And there are things to learn, and there are ways to respond, and all of that is for us to find out.
Mm-hmm. We are seeing another round of the Jupiter-Pluto square next week.
That's right.
And when I see a Jupiter-Pluto square, I think of the use and abuse of power. What do you see with that aspect?
Yeah, it's I like it a lot better than a Saturn-Pluto square.
Mm.
Or even the Uranus-Pluto square, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Jupiter, because Jupiter, you know, there's it's never as nasty as, you know, when it
mm-hmm.
squares things, it's never as nasty as
mm-hmm.
a lot of other planets, you know. So there's a
mm-hmm.
tendency to overdo things and, you know, get in trouble in that way. But it's,
mm-hmm.
You know, Jupiter itself has kind of a celebratory sense to it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Or sometimes it just means lots of.
Yeah,
and that's what worries
overabundance.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, an overabundance. I've seen Jupiter on somebody's 10th house squaring their sun and in conjuncting their moon and doing bad things to everything in their chart, and saw that it was too much of a father figure or a case of incest, and where it can be too much of a parent. Or
yeah.
I see... I think it was Churchill's son, though I'm not sure for sure, that it was a famous person's son who would never really formed as a human being because their parent was such a big personality, with Jupiter there too. So, and I think of Jupiter, the planet that's bigger than all the other planets put together, and the planet that was supposed to have formed between, you know, the planets go out in regular logarithmic patterns from the Earth, you know, Mercury and Venus and the Sun and Mars. And there was supposed to be a planet between Mars and Jupiter, but it never fully formed. It became an asteroid belt instead because the gravity field of Jupiter was so strong. And I think of that as, you know, I look at Trump's kids and they all look like that, that when you've got, you know, that's an interesting piece of how do you take your power back and around large personalities. And I think it's going to be an important question for the next 4 years, is how do we keep taking our power back?
Yeah, that's interesting.
So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that it's a signature because it's the election was between two of those Jupiter-Pluto squares of this process.
Yeah, so that's part of the signature.
Yeah, of this presidency.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take callers and see if we can work with anybody. If you, I see four people online, but none of you have raised your hands, and I believe you have to hit one in order to raise your hand. And if you raise your hand, we'll call on you and answer a question. Please only raise your hand if you haven't been on the show in the last month. And if you haven't and you have a question, please go ahead and ask it. For those who are listening online and want to call in, the guest number is 347-215-8881. That's 347-215-8881. Now, I'm going to also take a look at Hillary's chart in comparison and the chart of America, if no one raises their hand, because both of those are interesting to see in relationship to what's going on here. And, you know, the moon's in Pisces today. It will be on Hillary's moon. We have several different times for her birth. I like the Gemini rising one, but we've gotten many different ones over the years. Do you know which time you like best?
Well, actually, I've been hearing some suggestions of very early in the morning with Leo rising, that because it's like within the first hour or so of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Leo rising makes a lot of sense, and it would have the Saturn at her ascendant.
Wherever she did it, wherever she was born, whatever time she was born, she
whatever
has
time,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got a strong Saturn Pluto Mars conjunction in Leo that right now. Right now Saturn is trining, and I had hopes that was going to give her the power to be, but it's often the client or the candidate with the toughest aspects that actually ends up in the office, because it's a lot of work. So it will be interesting to see what she does with this.
Yeah.
Now. And that's the lineup of planets that has made everybody so wary of her over the years. Because she seems so inscrutable. And, you know, there is a very open side to her, but then what her motivations are. And people are so suspicious of women's motivations anyway.
One of the things about Pluto, Saturn, Mars, especially the Pluto and Mars together, I call it the unkillable signature. You know?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because they just don't quit.
When you have that power together, it's just it just can't be killed off. And so I think what we'll see is a great resilience on the part of Hillary, and she'll put herself into a new endeavor, which may not be politics at all, but, you know, she'll transform.
Maybe she'll throw herself into the foundation.
Yeah, something.
Because she's got a lot of gift. I've never thought she had the chart of a president. I wanted her to win because she'd got that far, but I never thought she had the chart of a president. I didn't think Bernie Sanders did either. I don't think any of them do, unfortunately. We need a new crop of politicians.
Brilliant.
So we have a caller. Hold on. Hello, 863, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Yes, hi, how are you this evening?
Good. When were you born, and what is your question?
Yes, I was born in the Bronx. My mm-hmm. birthday is May 17th, 1975.
Yep, and time?
My 1:17 a.m.
Thank you. And what's your question?
Well, my question is, I've been having some money issues for quite some time, and just wondering if there is any, ease of burden or challenges financially that will help me to become more resilient and independent.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my main.
Yeah, and as a Taurus, you need that. You need to know that you're feeling secure. And it doesn't look like that's something, it looks like you've grown up around a richness of communication and ideas, but not feeling materially safe. And we want to help you feel that. And you've got a beautiful, charismatic moon in Leo in the sixth house. What's your line of work? And a very kind Mars in Pisces in the first. What kind of work do you do or are you interested in?
Well, I'm actually in customer service right now. So I'm still trying to find my way. I've always been into creative endeavors, dance, acting. I just haven't actually pursued any of those things, like on the board stage, but I've always had a strong passion for those elements.
Well, I see you with, you have Saturn in Cancer in the sixth. You have a real sense of service, you know, and there's part of me that says, can we get you in customer service around health? But I see that really what it is if you could do what you do, but around some major creative organization, it might really support you. You've got, you know, this is the year, it's a kind of a death and rebirth of your work. So it's going to be up to you to take it seriously, to look at the kind of a job that you would like to do for a longer period of time. And then see, you know, find people that are doing it and say, how did you get here and how could I get there? You know, what training, what's the minimal necessary training I need to get started on this job? And take it seriously. You've got your midheaven is that you've got Saturn going through your work house of work, which makes it hard, but it's also a great time to build up that confidence and to build up the skills that you need. Your progressed moon is now in your first house in Aquarius. So people like you when they meet you. You get along well in customer service. You get along well with the public. You have a good first impression. Sometimes it's hard for you to believe that you can do this. And it looks to me with Jupiter in the second house, one of the problems can be that you've got a good eye and you can sometimes be a little optimistic about money and have had spent more than you made. And you would do that if you were making $1 million. So I know that it really that hasn't been the case, but it's kind of noticing budgeting, and I hate that word, but, you know, I say my approach to money is I work very hard and I try to pay the bills and I hope they match. You know, I like it's a bit magical, you know, but it's that you have a good eye. If you were buying if you were sent by a company to go on a buying trip for them to get what they needed, you'd have a very good eye. You've got good taste.
Okay.
It just feels like that output and the input has gotten you into a tight fix, but it may push you to grow yourself in a job where you're taking yourself more seriously, and then when you take yourself seriously, other people will. You're a natural communicator, and you are a good first frontline person for a hotel or for a, you know, a dance company. And that your ability to help the public and work with them that you do now in your job, but doing it for some people that you actually like.
Yeah.
You know, because when you like your work, you work really hard and you work steadily and you're in there and you can talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Isn't that true?
Yes, it is true. It is. It is true.
Yeah, and I think that it'll really help you to put have the feeling that you have roots. So whatever the job is, you know, grow some roots with it. So that means making, you know, a full commitment to being right where you are.
That's interesting. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Yep.
Good luck. And
thank you,
you know, the one nice thing that I'm seeing is that the astrology is so flexible right now for you. Uranus, the same things that have brought sudden financial difficulties to you can also bring sudden financial support. So, you know, I wouldn't buy more than one lottery ticket at a time, but you might keep buying those. But also know that if you work it, that you can have some surprising financial success in this process. You just can't count on just magic.
Got it.
Okay? Okay.
Yes.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank
Good
you.
Night.
Take care.
Okay, and I think that brings us to the end of our time.
Yep, we actually have, we started a few minutes late, so we have 3 more minutes to talk about the next week's major transits, because we started late. You know, it's going to be interesting to see. Now, I'm not going to be on the air for the next 3 weeks because I've got some traveling to do. I'm going to be in New Mexico. I've got a book signing at the ARC bookstore in Santa Fe on the 19th, and then I'm going to be traveling to check out Montana, where we may be moving in the spring.
That's right.
But you and Anne will be here next week, I believe.
Yep. Yeah.
And you and Anne are always seen on Tuesdays. Tell us where.
At the Open Center in New York on 30th Street between Madison Avenue and 5th Avenue. And that's a lot of fun. It's a kind of a free-form meeting where people bring questions and we look at charts and just try to have some fun with astrology.
That's wonderful. And then in the March, I think it's the weekend around March 12th, we'll be teaching in New York at the, what is it, the Professional Resource Center, the TRS? We'll be teaching a weekend in astrology in New York City and on the progressed moon cycle and the asteroids. So if you are anywhere near New York City or would like to come in for the weekend, join us in March. Do we have a website set up for that yet?
Anne is setting that up. I'm not sure if it's up today or not, but this week or so.
Okay. It'll be set up this week so people can begin to sign up if you're interested. And we'll be talking about that next week, and we'll have it on our websites. So
good.
I hope everybody has a lovely week. Anyway, we need each other's support. We need to feel each other's love. We need to know we've got each other's back. Right?
Yep.
Hang in there.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care.
Heather. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay, bye-bye.